السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I think it's about time again to live a few moments each night in through a window of time in the life of some of the elect righteous women, some of whom we know their names, some of whom have been recorded without name. And Imam ibn al-Jawzi and others, rahimahullah ta'ala, when they don't have a specific name for them, they just say, Abida. Abida. And this is A'abida. And the story related with its sanad, and it goes like this. While a woman was in Tawaf one night, one day, she was repeating these words of dua, Ya Rabbi, ذهبت اللذات وبقيت التبعات. Oh my Lord, the pleasures have gone, and what remained are the responsibilities of those pleasures. Ya Rabbi Subhanaka wa Izzatak, innaka la arhamur rahimin. O Lord, as exalted you are, and by your loftiness and sublime character, you verily are the most loving of those who show love. You are the most rahim of those who show rahmah. Ya Rabbi, ma laka uqubatun illa an-nar. Your punishment is only the fire. And then he said, a friend of hers was sitting next to her, then said to her, Ya Ukhayya. Oh, Ukhayya is a kind word to say, my little sister, is a diminutive of being gentle and kind. Ya Ukhayya, dakhalti bayta rabbiki al-yawm. So this is and they're talking about entering inside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Ukhayya, have you entered inside the house of your Lord today? Inside the Kaaba. قالت والله ما أرى هاتين القدمين وأشارت إلى قدميها أهلا للطواف حول بيت ربي فكيف أراهما أهلا أطأ بهما بيت ربي. She said, والله my sister, I do not think, I do not see that these two legs of mine are worth being even in tawaf around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Around the house of my Lord, how can I see that these legs of mine are worth entering inside the house of my Lord? وقد علمت حيث مشتا وإلى أين مشتا. While I do know when they walked and where they walked. And this moment was recorded. This moment, this is it. What he records to us, rahimahullah ta'ala, a glimpse in a moment of the life of the abida, a woman around the Kaaba. And these feelings, these very powerful and sincere feelings, as they were, if you will, caught with the invisible ear of the listener, not to say the invisible camera. Another abida, a glimpse of her life. He says, some people entered Mecca, and they were Hajjaj from far, and with them was a woman. As they were closing, getting closer and entering Mecca, she began to ask, Aina baytu Rabbi? Where is the house of my Lord? Aina baytu Rabbi? Where is the house of my Lord? فيقولون الساعة ترين, soon you will see it. And then when they approached it and they finally saw the Kaaba, in those days there was no, of course, walls. You come in from, you know, far and you see. After you pass the mountains of Mecca, then you see the Kaaba there. Nothing covers it. So they saw the Kaaba. Then they said, هَذَا بَيْتُ رَبِّكِ أَمَا تَرَيْنَا? This is the house of your Lord. Don't you see it? And then she came out, فَخَرَجَتْ تَشْتَدْ, in a hurry and with resolve, وَتَقُولْ بَيْتُ رَبِّي, بَيْتُ رَبِّي. This is it, the house of my Lord, the house of my Lord. حَتَّى وَضَعَتْ جَبْهَتَهَا عَلَى الْبَيْتِ, until she reached the house, the Kaaba, and put her forehead on the Kaaba. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رُفِعَتْ إِلَّا مَيِّتَهَا. Says, Wallah, that was it. When they moved her away from that position, she was dead. Bayt Rabbi, Bayt Rabbi. The house of my Lord, the house of my Lord. Look at the sidq. The sidq in the mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reverence for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صدق سبحان الله. Another عابدة أخرى. This text is attributed to ما شاء الله ولي الله رحمه الله تعالى ذنون المصري. And he also said, I was one day in Tawaf around the Kaaba, and I heard a sad voice. And then there was a young girl, a young woman, Jariya, young girl, woman, متعلقةٌ بأستار الكعبة, hanging on the clothes of the Kaaba. And she was chanting some verses in which she was addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. In which she said, you know, or my beloved, who my beloved is, you know. And the thinness of my body and my tears divulge my secret. O my beloved, how often have I held my love for you until my chest cannot anymore. And then Zunnun rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, and I heard this, فَشَجَانِي مَا سَمِعْتِ. It really brought me myself into tears. and I cried. And then she said, I heard her saying, Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlai, O my God, O my Lord, O my Master, bihubbika li illa ma ghafarta li. By, I ask you, by your love to me, forgive me. He said then, فَتَعَظَمَنِي ذَلِكَ. When I heard her say, by your love to me, he said, I thought that this is too audacious to address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. And then I told her, then I said and I addressed her, يَا جَارِيَةَ, young girl, أَمَا يَكْفِيكِ أَن تَقُولِي بِحُبِّي لَكَ. Shouldn't you have said, by my love to you? No. فقالت, إليك عني يا ذنون. She mentioned him my name. She said, keep away from me, O ذنون. أما علمت أن لله عز وجل قوما يحبهم قبل أن يحبوه. Didn't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some of his ibad that he loves them before they love him? Know that jazba that we spoke about? أَمَا سَمِعْتَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ. Haven't you heard Allah saying, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ فَسَبَقَتْ مَحَبَّتُهُ لَهُمْ قَبْلَ مَحَبَّتِهِمْ لَهُ. Haven't you read Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, what means, and Allah shall bring forth people whom He loves, and they love Him. So she said, His mahabba came first, then their hub came second. And then he said, and then I inquired, I said, مِنْ أَيْنَ عَلِمْتِ أَنِّي ذُنُّون. How did you know that I was ذُنُّون? فَقَالَتْ يَا بَطَّال. Ya Wattal, yeah, like jobless. جالت القلوب في ميدان الأسرار فعرفتك. جالت القلوب في ميدان الأسرار فعرفتك. The hearts have roamed into the fields of innermost sanctums and knew you. الأرواح جنود مجندة ما تعرف منها ائتلف. What we mentioned, talked about, I think yesterday, the globe of these people are the same nature. They roam in the same areas around the arsh, whereas the qulub of some other people roam around the nests, the ash of dunya. This qulub roam in the realm of the arsh, and they meet there, and they know one another. ثم قالت انظر من خلفك. And then she told me, look behind you. فأدرت وجهي. And I looked behind me, and then when I turned back, then he said, فَلَا أَدْرِ السَّمَاءُ اقْتَلَعَتْهَا أَمِ الْأَرْضُ ابْتَلَعَتْهَا. Disappeared. Don't know whether she was absorbed into the heavens or into earth. Subhanallah. لِلَّهِ فِي خَلْقِهِ شُؤُونَ. Subhanallah. Another abidah. أخرى without name. أبو الأشهب السائح relates, قال بين أنا في الطواف. Again, subhanAllah, many of these happen in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times when there was still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave of his khair to humanity. Subhanallah. While I was in طواف إذا بجويرية, very young girl, قد تعلقت بأستار الكعبة, hanging in the clothes, in the cover of the Kaaba. Ya wahshati, and saying Ya wahshati ba'd al-uns. Ya dhulli ba'd al-izz. وَيَا فَقْرِي بَعْدَ الْغِنَى. Woe to me, woe to me, to my painful loneliness after my uns, after my solace. Woe to my debasement after my dignity. Woe to my poverty after my richness. And I addressed her and I said, Malaki, what is the matter with you? أذهب لك مال أو أصبت بمصيبة. Did you lose some of your money? Or did you were you befallen by some calamity, by some musibah? قالت لا. She said no. ولكن كان لي قلب ففقدته. She said, I used to have a heart and I lost it. قلت هذه مصيبتك. Then I inquired, is this your ordeal? قالت وأي مصيبة أعظم من فقد القلوب وانقطاعها عن المحبوب. She replied, what other ordeal is greater than losing the hearts and severing them from their ties to the beloved? Then I told her, إن حسن صوتك قد عطل على من سمع الكلام الطواف. He said, the beauty of your words and of your sound has distracted many who heard you from tawaf. فقالت يا شيخ, old man, البيت بيتك أم بيته؟ Says, the house, is it yours or his? He said, I replied, بل بيته, this is his house. قالت فالحرم حرمك أم حرمه؟ The sanctuary, is it yours or his? He said, بل حرمه, it is his, سبحانه وتعالى. قالت فدعنا نتدلل عليه على قدر ما استزارنا إليه. And she said, then let us enjoy in a sense ourselves to the degree he had invited us. ثم قالت, and then I heard her say again, بحبك لي إلا رددت علي قلبي. يا ربي, she says, by your love to me, bring me back my heart. Give me back my heart. Then he said, I said, من أين تعلمين أنه يحبك؟ How do you know that he has hub for you? فقالت جيش من أجل الجيوش وأنفق الأموال وأخرجني من دار الشرك وأدخلني في التوحيد وعرفني نفسه بعد جهلي إياه, فهل هذا إلا لعنايته؟ She said, he brought to a state of readiness legions for me. and spent wealth from me, and brought me out of the home of shirk, and entered me into the tawheed. And he made himself known to me after I was ignorant of him. Isn't this because he cares? La ilaha illallah. اللهم رد علينا قلوبنا. اللهم رد إلينا قلوبنا. Say Ameen, please. اللهم رد إلينا قلوبنا. اللهم رد إلينا قلوبنا. حماد بن سلمة سعد رحمه الله تعالى, another famous scholar of hadith and of fiqh and of khair. ألح علينا المطر سنة من السنين وفي جوار امرأة من المتعبدات لها بنات أيتام. One of those years, the rain was torrential. And next to my house lived a woman, a devout woman, with children, and they were all orphans. Children, those children were all daughters whose father had died. فوقف السقف عليهم, the roof cracked over them. And then I heard her say, Ya Rafiq Urfuq Bi. I heard her then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Rafiq Urfuq Bi, O gentle one, be gentle to me. فسكن المطر. Soon then, rain stopped. Then فأخذت صرة فيها دنانير وقرأت بابها. Then I took a purse with some golden coins, and I took it and knocked at her door. And I heard her say, اللهم اجعله حماد بن سلمة. Ya Allah, please let him be, let this person behind the door be Hamad ibn Salama, who was knocking at the door himself. And it was Hamad ibn Salama. He said, I am Hamad ibn Salama. So I took the purse and I took the dinars and I gave them to her and I told her, please use them for what benefits you. And then soon, after that, صبية عليها مضرعة من صوف تستبين خروقها قد خرجت علي وقالت. And then behind her came this young little girl wearing a garment of wool with holes in different places in it, and came out to me and addressed me and said, ألا تسكت يا حماد. Why don't you keep silent or quiet, O Hamad? تَعْتَرِضُ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ رَبِّنَا. You come between us and our Lord. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ. Then she said to her mother, يَا أُمَّا قَدْ عَلِمْنَا أَنَّا لَمَّا شَكَوْنَا مَوْلَانَا أَنَّهُ سَيَبْعَثُ إِلَيْنَا بِالدُّنْيَا لِيَطْرُدَنَا عَنْ بَابِهِ. Oh, dear mother, we knew that when you complained about our master subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will send us dunya to keep us away from his door. Remember what we learned about dua? When you're given, then you leave. ثُمَّ أَلْسَقَتْ خَدَّهَا عَلَى التُّرَابِ. And then she fell on the ground and put her cheeks on the ground, on the dust. وقالت أما أنا وعزتك لا زايلت بابك وإن طردتني. She said, as for me, O Lord, by your loftiness, I shall never leave your door, even if you rejected me. ثم قالت يا حماد رد دنانيرك عافاك الله إلى الموضع الذي أخرجتها منه. حماد, take back your dananirs. May Allah protect you to the place where you took them from. فَإِنَّا رَفَعْنَا حَوَائِجَنَا إِلَى مَنْ يَقْبَلُ الْوَدَائِعَ وَلَا يَبْخَسُ الْعَامِلِينَ. For we have taken the matter of our need to the one who accepts, trusts, and will never reject the workers. And they look at themselves, they are wada'i. Their father passed away, and he left them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she's saying, we are wada'i, each one of us is a wadi'a. And Allah, our father left us to Allah, and Allah will not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يبخس العاملين, he will not be unrewarding to those who do good, to those who work. A little girl, subhanAllah. I think I did tell you this one, the young daughter, صغيرة السن جدا, very young daughter of Ahmad ibn Yahya ibn Mu'adh, I'm sorry. That was Yahya ibn Mu'adh. His young daughter, when she asked from her father something, and I think in another report is something to eat bread with, and he said, يَا بُنَيَّتِ اطْلُبِ ذَاكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Then she replied, يَا أَبَّهِ أَوَ مَا أَسْتَحِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَنْ أَتَقَدَّمَ إِلَيْهِ فِي شَيْءٍ يُؤْكَلْ. Can you imagine her speaking like that? يَا أَبَّهِ, shouldn't I be feeling haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask Him for something to eat? Subhanallah. She was probably 4 or 5 years of age. Allah. Did I tell you about the story of the fish? The fisherman? Fisherman, the young daughter. Those of you, those new who are here, no. There's this father who was a fisherman, and in Yemen, and he was with his young daughter next to him, and his young daughter next to him had, you know, she had a basket. And every time her father makes a catch, he would put it in the basket behind him where his daughter is sitting. And every time he puts one, as soon as he catches it and puts it in the basket, she takes it and throws it back into the waters behind. And then after a while, the father looks back and good catch today, and the basket is empty. فَقَالَ لِبْنَتِهِ أَيَّ شَيْءٍ عَمَلْتِ بِالسَّمَكِ. What did you do with the fish? فَقَالَتْ يَا أَبِي أَلَيْسَ سَمِعْتُكَ تَرْوِي عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّهُ قَالْ لَا تَقَعُ سَمَكَةٌ فِي شَبَكَةٍ إِلَّا إِذَا غَفَلَتْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَلَمْ أُحِبَّ أَنْ نَأْكُلَ شَيْئًا غَفَلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَبَكَى الرَّجُلُ وَرَمَى بِالسَّنَّارَةِ. So she said, "Dear father, haven't I heard you once reporting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that any fish that is caught in the net is one fish that was in ghafla from dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I read another text, every tree that is cut." SubhanAllah. I don't know the level of authenticity of the text, but that's also what I read. And then she said, "And I disliked that we eat something that is not in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the father wept and threw the line. صبية أخرى. Now this is صبية. All these are little girls. بلغنا أن أمير بلدة حاتم الأصم. You know حاتم الأصم رحمه الله تعالى. Again one of these names like بشر الحافي, الحسن البصري, ويس القرني, سليمان الداراني, حاتم الأصم. One of those, رحمه الله تعالى. اجتاز على بابي, that this emir one day, a prince or a governor, passed by the house of Hatim and requested some water to drink. And when he drank, رمى إليهم شيئا من المال, he threw some money for them, to them. فوافقه أصحابه. And then the people who were around him, his entourage, also did the same thing and gave the people in the house more money. ففرح أهل الدار. So every person who was in the house was happy, except سوى بنية صغيرة. Except this young little girl. فإنها بكت. She instead wept. فقيل لها ما يبكيك. What makes you cry? She said, مخلوق نظر إلينا فاستغنينا. فكيف لو نظر إلينا الخالق سبحانه وتعالى. He said a creature looked at us and we were enriched. What if the creator سبحانه looks at us? What if the creator looks at us? What if the Creator looks at us? And He looks at us. But what if He looks at us with the look of Rahmah? When He sees our need, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if when He sees it? If a human who sees us and is so compassionate and so giving, what if he sees us, subhanahu wa ta'ala? What if we turned our qulub towards him? What if we oriented our hearts towards him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then there is only richness. There is only goodness. There is only forgiveness. There is only rahmah. There is only peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn the hearts of everyone towards Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn back to us our qulub. May He liberate our qulub from our nufus. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back to all the qulub, to the qalb of everyone here. May He bring peace back. May He bring peace back. May He bring peace back. Raise your hands with me. And I ask you please to focus your qulub with humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say Ameen. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, Ya Barru Ya Rahim, Ya Akram al-Akramin, Ya Mujib al-Muzdar Iza Da'ah, يا مجيب المضطر إذا دعاه رد إلى قلوبنا هداها وسلمها وسلامتها رد إلى قلوبنا أمنها رد إلى قلوبنا تعلقها بك رد إلى قلوبنا راحتها رد إلى قلوب كل واحد في هذا الجمع راحته يا بر يا رحيم يا مصرف القلوب يا مالك القلوب يا مقلب القلوب يا بر يا رحيم يا مجيب المضطر إذا دعاه يا غيث المستغيثين يا منتهى رغبة الراغبين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين اشف مرضانا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا عليم يا كريم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا رب رد إلينا قلوبنا يا رب رد إلينا قلوبنا يا رب ارزقنا راحة قلوبنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. آمين.